Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Friday. Here's KSRM's Matt Wilson.
The Kenai Recording Office within the Department of Natural Resources will be closing its brick-and-mortar location on 110 Trading Bay Road, Suite 105 in Kenai on June 30th. In a memorandum addressed to Senator Jesse Bjorkman, Representative Justin Ruffridge, and Representative Ben Carpenter sent on June 1st, the Department of Natural Resources states they collaborated with law and learned that the DNR commissioner has the authority to close this office outside of the legislative budget process. According to the memorandum from Chrissy Thurman, state recorder, the Kenai office operations have included two employees in recent years, one full-time and one part-time. Due to the recent resignation of the full-time manager and lack of interest in promotion by the part-time employee, it was determined to be an appropriate time to close this office. In addition to their complex and lengthy on-site training requirements for the full-time manager position, they will be costly and logistically challenging to achieve. It further states the Kenai office records for only one district and physically interacts with less than 600 customers a year. Most documents are e-recorded or mailed into the office. The Kenai district constituents will no longer have a physical office, but recording services will still be readily available to them by phone, email, recording by mail, or same-day e-recording with local business partners. Partnering with local businesses to provide e-recording services has been incredibly successful with other office closures, and we anticipate that the success will expand with the closure of the Kenai office. We are confident that there will be minimal disruption or impact to Kenai constituents. In an email from Senator Jesse Bjorkman to KSRM, he states the Department of Natural Resources chose to close this office outside of the usual budget process, which just concluded. Chrissy Thurman said via phone Thursday that OMB told DNR that including the closure in the DNR budget request would have distracted from the budget process. I'm not satisfied with DNR's statements regarding the closure of this office and the discontinuation of services to people on the Kenai Peninsula. My office is continuing to investigate this matter. The statewide recorder's office has successfully decreased its physical footprint and reduced overhead expenses in eight other locations across the states since fiscal year 2014. The office closures were executed successfully due to technological advancements and streamlined processes that have aligned with the mission goals of the state of Alaska. When rapid recording and retrieval and secure storage of documents can be provided for all recording districts with a single place of recording in the state, the recorder shall record the documents at a single place in the state designated by the department according to Alaska state statute. For full details, visit the story at RadioKenai.com. The City of Soldotna is now accepting grant applications for its storefront improvement program until June 30th. The grant program offers up to $7,500 for projects that rehabilitate Soldotna storefronts. It aims to promote a thriving economy and an attractive streetscape. Created in 2012, the City of Soldotna's storefront improvement program is available each year to encourage private investment in our downtown and beautify the Sterling and Kenai Spur highways. The overall approach of the program is to boost traffic to the businesses, increase property values, and improve the overall look and vitality of the commercial districts in Soldotna. Director of Economic Development and Planning, John Zerneski, spoke with KSRM.
We just announced that we are now accepting applications for the program during the month of June, and it is a competitive program. So if you're interested in receiving funds through the Storefront Improvement Program, we encourage you to apply. There will be other application periods, but June is the month that we're considering right now, and we're looking for applications. The next time we will open up for applications will be September and then February.
To date, the program has awarded over $90,000 in grant funds to local projects and has leveraged more than $400,000 in private investments in the downtown area. You can check out the project gallery with a full list of completed projects with before and after photos on the story at RadioKenai.com. For KSRM News, I'm Matt Wilson.